Now, WRTI critic at large, Leslie Valdez.
Three Michaels have told the story of the tulip's 17th century boom and bust. Two are nonfiction. Now comes Michael Ogborn's Tulipomania, the musical at the Arden. It's a crazy mixed-up piece of theater. On purpose, I'm sure. Tulipomania, which borrows from the Mike Dash book, and surely the Michael Pollan, is a musical comedy and a morality play. It's the first musical the Arden has ever commissioned. The Arden's Terry Nolan is directing. Tulipomania begins in an Amsterdam hash bar where the owner tells strangers the story of the tulip craze. Jeff Koons has an appealing accent that passes for Dutch, and he's always an appealing singer. His presence is affecting, but the role, in fact the musical, is overloaded with message, guilt, risk, redemption, like one of those greeting cards that cost too much. As the tulip tale gets told, the Americans in the bar double as the people whose lives were shattered by the great tulip craze of 1636. It doesn't really work. The set doesn't change, the costumes are grunge contemporary, and the music is so Broadway-style generic. It moves from What Have You Got to Lose, with its New Age feeling, to a gospel-rousing audience clap-along. Tulipomania, the musical, tells more than it shows. The lyrics are often cliched. The score is predictable. But Adam Kazemi's band, sax, reeds, cello, bass, guitar, flute, keyboard, is steps above the Bohemian Cafe, and it does a very good job. If generic Broadway musical pop makes you smile, smile away. Terry Nolan directs a fine ensemble who could do so much better if Tulipomania itself were tighter and better. Koons always sings well. Mostly so does Ben Dibble, who plays a painter in both centuries. Adam Heller plays a dot-com crook in hiding with a mordant comic vein. Singing is not his forte. Alex Kuiper and Jolet F. Harris do well as women on a business trip, but the roles aren't very interesting. Billy Bustamante enlivens Tulipomania as the dancing waiter. Leslie Valdez, WRTI.